Hi, and welcome to the Leslieville Lives Project. In this series of podcasts, we're going to take a look at the history of this unique neighbourhood in the East End of Toronto and meet a few of its past and current residents. In 2005, the New York Times described Leslieville as one of Toronto's hippest places to dine, drink, shop and live. But how does a neighbourhood go from a few houses to an industrial area to the gentrified streets full of boutiques and juice bars that we see today? And what impact does that have on its residents? We'll start by looking at Leslieville's history. Let's walk down memory lane towards Leslie Grove Park at Queen Street East and Jones. You'll come across a sign dedicated to George Leslie, owner of Toronto Nurseries, and the reason the area was settled in the 1850s. George was a Scottish horticulturalist who moved to Canada with his family in 1824 after they were forced off their farmland in the Sutherland Clearances. This is when thousands of Scottish crofters, who practice a traditional form of subsistence farming, were thrown off their land by their English landlords to be replaced by the more profitable product of sheep. After that traumatic experience, the Leslie family moved to Canada and settled in Toronto, where the young George started working as a gardener and selling grain, seed and groceries in the city's markets. He was so successful in his business that in 1834, he and others in the trade founded the Toronto Horticultural Society. In 1845, he leased 10 acres of land close to Leslie Street and started a garden nursery. It soon expanded to 200 acres, and in George's words, it was the largest nursery in the British Empire. An advert from 1868 reads, "The Toronto nurseries are without exception the most extensive in the Dominion, embracing every description of fruit and ornamental trees, shrubs, hedge plants, deciduous flowering shrubs, and grapevines. The grounds are admirably adapted for nursery productions. Mr. Leslie keeps up a regular correspondence with some of the principal nurseries in Great Britain and the United States, and spares no expense in adding to his stock all acquisitions of merit." You can still see the nursery's influence in trees in Mount Pleasant Cemetery, Allen's Gardens, and along Toronto's streets. It is said that the reason Toronto has so many horse chestnut trees is because George once had a supply glut and sold off his stock to the city at a reduced rate. Now not much is left of Toronto nurseries but the red brick homes of its workers. Leslie Grove Park stands on the remains of the Leslie property, and his memory lives on with the annual Leslie Grove Tree Festival, which is held to celebrate George's legacy. George died in 1892, aged 87, but to this day, Leslieville still bears his name proudly. In the next episode, we'll look at how a Leslieville tree inspired one of Canada's anthemic songs, and we'll also meet another Leslieville resident, Alexander Muir. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.